Welcome to Deloitte Global Insights, a production of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited. Deloitte Global Insights is an audio news podcast that looks at important cross-border issues that affect the global business community. I'm Holly Sagine, and I'll be your host for today's program. DVRs proliferate. The 30-second spot doesn't die. Part of a series examining the 2011 TMT predictions. Each year, the Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited Global Technology, Media, and Telecommunications Group looks at trends for the coming year in its series of predictions. This is the 10th year for predictions, which are compiled from conversations with TMT companies, industry analysts, trade organizations, and member firm partners and senior practitioners. Here today to discuss the impact of DVRs on television advertising is Paul Lee. Paul Lee of Deloitte United Kingdom is responsible for the technology, media, and telecommunications sector within Deloitte Research, Deloitte's dedicated thought leadership group. Thank you for joining me today, Paul.
It's my pleasure.
Paul, Deloitte predicts that despite widespread penetration of the DVR exceeding 50% in two of the world's largest markets, the television advertising market will be unaffected in 2011. Why is that?
The DVR, so the digital video recorder, which is basically a hard drive which allows you to record television and then watch it later. When that first came out, which was just over about 10 years ago, the thing which the DVR allowed you to do was to skip advertising. And when the first machine started coming to the market, started becoming used, the big worry amongst advertisers and amongst the television industry was that everybody who owned a DVR would never watch an advert again. And what we're predicting for 2011 is that probably for the US and the UK, the number of households with a DVR will exceed 50% for the first time. In some other countries, it's already gone beyond there. But this is looking at two of the biggest television markets. But what we don't expect to happen is that TV advertising will disappear as a viable market. Now, why is that? And what we've seen from studies that we've conducted, from studies that other people have conducted, is that counter to expectations, DVR owners still watch the majority of their television live. So it's about 75% to 85% of television is still watched live. Now, of course, not everyone who has a DVR behaves in that way, but the majority of owners who have been surveyed, and there's tens of thousands of DVR owners who have been surveyed, still tend to watch the majority of their television live.
That's interesting. I didn't think it was that large a percentage, but I guess because I'm one who tends to zip through the commercials. So do we as viewers actually retain information that we fast forward through?
Yeah, that's exactly the case. So it's actually very hard not to watch an advert and be impacted by it. So even for people who are fast forwarding through an advert, say 12 times normal speed, because of the way in which adverts are typically constructed to be quite visually compelling, what matters is that people retain a recollection, so it's the recall factor of whose advert that has been. And when you're actually scanning through adverts to know when to stop before the following program is about to start again, in some cases, your attention to the advert actually heightens rather than reduces. And also, what studies have found is that if you design the advert to be particularly visually compelling, then the ability to retain an understanding of whose advert is being shown actually can be heightened. And what we're also seeing in terms of trends around fast-forwarding and implications on the value of advertising is that if you want to purchase the advert which is at the end of the advertising break, then in some cases you may be paying more for that advert because the broadcaster will know that the viewers will be tending to slow down at that part of the, if they're fast walking through the advert break, and will tend to be watching through that advert more likely at normal speed than for it to be fast forwarded through. So certainly viewers can retain information as they fast forward through.
So will DVRs pose a threat to other parts of the entertainment sector?
Yes, I mean, certainly what we're seeing is that what DVRs do in terms of allowing you to record programming far more easily, and also linked with the fact that there is probably a lot more choice in terms of channels across the world every year, and in terms of quality programming, is that people are relying on their DVRs more and more to record content. And possibly as a result of that, what they're starting to do is purchase or rent DVDs less. And this is one of the findings that we had from a study we conducted in the UK in the summer of 2010. And we asked a group of respondents, which were those people who were using their DVRs more than in the previous year, what their consumption of DVDs in terms of purchase or rental was. And there was a significant group of individuals who were purchasing less DVDs and who were also renting less DVDs.
Well, I guess that makes sense because there are only so many leisure hours in the day. So, Paul, thanks so much for your time today.
A pleasure.
Visit www.deloitte.com/predictions2011 to access this year's predictions for technology, media, and telecommunications. Visit www.deloitte.com/global for more on Deloitte member firms' involvement in this industry, as well as other industries and service lines. You've been listening to Deloitte Global Insights, the program that looks at today's important cross-border business issues. We want to hear from you. Contact us with your feedback or suggestions for future podcast topics and find Deloitte Global Insights at www.deloitte.com/podcasts. This has been a production of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited. Thanks for listening and goodbye for now. Deloitte refers to one or more of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited, a UK private company limited by guarantee and its network of member firms, each of which is a legally separate and independent entity. Please see www.deloitte.com/about for a detailed description of the legal structure of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited and its member firms.